This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Radio show.
Trouble is brewing for the left. Bad news, my friends. Hey, Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. KJRadio.com. Glad you guys are here. Trouble. There's a saying, Bertrand Russell said it, he's a playwright. He says, the trouble with the world is that the stupid are cocksure and the intelligent are full of doubt. And I couldn't give you a better scenario for what's happening right now, at least not in this particular moment. Because that's exactly the way the left were. They were cocksure, idiots, cocksure that Hillary Clinton would be president, that they'd sweep all this stuff under the rug. Tarmac meeting between Clinton and Lynch was never supposed to see the light of day. A very observant grounds crew member in Phoenix saw that, or you'd never know. You'd never know about these FBI text messages. You'd never know about the email messages that were on Anthony Weiner's computer. You'd never know about half the things that we're talking about today. The latest revelation that the text messages that were sent go all the way to the top to Obama. And now what you're starting to see is social media is finally getting it. They're catching on. You're seeing Nixon memes with Obama. And they're laughing that Nixon was ever even indicted for anything. What he did in comparison to Barack Obama is so lame, not to use the kids' terms, but it is. It's so lame. It's so circa 1960s or 1970, whenever he was impeached. It's just, it's so interesting to watch. And let me tell you something, folks. The Democrats, I've talked about this, have never in their political lives been on defense as much as they have in the last 2 years. They don't even, for them, it's been an offense, just constant bombardment. And some of it's policy. They just beat you over the head with stupid policy. More taxes, more spending, more this, grabbing your money, more new innovative ways to belittle you and make you feel small. And then in some ways, it's just taking government and saying, we can do what we want. You have no choice. They are autocratic, the Marxists to their hearts, to their core, communists. And they just beat you down. They tell you right there, we are the elites. We write the rules for ourselves. Now, they tell you it's all fair. They'll give you the words, but their actions speak very different. And you thwarted all of that. And now for the last 2 years, with the tangled web they've weaved for Donald Trump and conservatives, because let me tell you, this is not about Donald Trump. This is about your selection of Donald Trump. They were going to teach you a lesson you would never forget. You guys, you're terrible. You went against the grain. They trained you better, conservatives. How dare you still be conservatives? How dare you not be the snowflake, Stepford Wise, Piper-following little minions that they've trained and that they get to vote for them and that they give money to? What's it going to take? Cocksure is what they were. And we, the intelligent, we just cruised along going, ah, man, I don't know. It'll kind of figure itself out. I mean, yeah, why don't you run? Why don't you do something? Why don't you get involved? Oh, you know, I mean, I'm busy. I got the kids. I've got soccer and baseball, and, you know, swim camp and all that. And you know what you finally did? You said, I'm intelligent and I no longer have any doubts. I know exactly what this country needs. And you found your champion. That's right. Thomas Paine said, the real man smiles in trouble, gathers strength from distress, and grows brave by reflection. That last part's what I really like. Grows brave by reflection. He's saying, when you look back, when you look at all the things that have happened, and you finally go, all right, enough is enough. How brave do you get? It's one thing to face, you know, an enemy and you have that fight or fright moment. But it's another when you've reflected and you've gone, yeah, I've been kind of beaten down. This guy's been getting to me for quite a bit, quite some time. Because the next time this happens, this is not going to be there. You know, I'm not going to react the way I did before. This is the end. It's when you find resolve. Because you've looked back on the situation and you say, you know what? I've given enough. It's time for me to get. They called us the other day the resistance. Because we are the resistance. We aren't the people that normally would go out and protest. And we don't burn down campuses like Berkeley or some of these other crazy kids, Antifa folks and Black Lives Matter. But you know what? In 2009, with the Tea Party, by the way, shameless plug for teapartycommunity.org. Go join. Get in contact with me. But anyway, when we started the Tea Party movement in 2009, that was the beginning of the resistance. The left tell you they're resisting. They're resisting you. They are. They're the resistance of the real resistance. Because what that makes them is the institution. That makes them the people that we're going after. And they are in big trouble. Because we're smiling now. We're smiling in the face of trouble. Because it's not our trouble. We're the ones creating trouble for the left. And you know how we're creating trouble for the left? I know this is all convoluted in a strange sort of way. We're creating trouble by seeking the truth. Something that they claim they want. They've claimed that's what they've wanted the entire time, this Russian collusion stuff, right? They've wanted the truth. Well, where is it? We're trying to get to it, and what are they doing? They're trying to stop it. Theodore Roosevelt said this, if you could kick the person in the pants responsible for most of your trouble, you wouldn't sit for a month. I'd say to the Democrats, you better understand what Theodore Roosevelt was telling you. You've been kicking your own butt now for the better part of 2 years. The FBI's been kicking its own butt. The Hillary Clinton campaign's been kicking its own butt. The Clinton Foundation's been kicking its own butt. Barack Obama's been kicking his own butt. And on down the line, the Democrats have been kicking their own butt because they do not seek the truth. They are self-indulgent, and all they want is what you have, and they want the easiest path to get it, and that is you will submit. Resistance is futile, they tried to tell you. Executive orders going around Congress, we can do what we want. And I will weaponize the FBI, the NSA, the FISA courts, the CIA, anybody to stop you. And if you're an ordinary citizen, you better know you don't have the ability to do that. Michael Flynn, Carter Page, and many others they tried to set up. And you resist it. And you help them kick their own butts. Folks, we got a lot to talk about today. Schiff made a funny blame that I think we will finally get to this hour. And then, anyway, we'll be talking about trouble, but it won't be our trouble. It's trouble for the Democrats.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We came here today to ask you to also look into the policies that religious charitable organizations have in our legislation so that it can also be changed, because maternal love is the love that's going to change the future of mankind. So we'd like you to...
We'd like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Justin Trudeau of Canada, the Prime Minister of Canada. And he corrected a young lady during his speech, and instead of her using mankind, he says, we prefer that you say people kind, people kind. And what you just witnessed there, folks, was the head of state of a government who stops a girl to say, hey, you can't use that terminology. I know what came out of your mouth. I know you believe you have this right to say what you want, but no, we don't say that. That's not good enough. Mankind implies some misogynistic, entity. So we say people kind. Do you understand how crazy that is? It's a word. And the left have empowered these words, and now we've got to be so clear. I guarantee you there'll be a time when they won't even want you to say people kind. Could you say, I would have interrupted and said, well, would it have been okay to say humankind? Is that acceptable? Would it have been okay if I said womankind? If we wanted to divide ourselves, would it be okay to say womankind? You know, because that does have man in it. Whoa, man. Yeah, whoa, man. Could I have said that? Why don't you just shut up and listen to what I'm saying and not worry about the parsing of my language? What do you think is going to be taught in Canada? Let me tell you, biggest wimps on the planet. Do you think these kids that are out there, you know, facing the scourge of their neighborhoods, drug violence, gang violence, etc., are worried about the difference between mankind and people kind? I was having a discussion with an acquaintance. They know me through various other mechanisms, and I've been really hard on education. And we were having this discussion about, they want me to come to their school because it's gone far, far to the left, and they're concerned about it. Again, one of these very prestigious schools, got a great reputation, and they've got kids in it, and they're going, we're done. You know, we don't know what else to do. So the headmaster, or whatever they call it, the chief administrator of the school, said, if you can find a conservative that's willing to come speak to the school, I'll let it sway back the other way. And so she says, I thought of you, Kevin. And I went, well, I appreciate it. So we were having a discussion, and she says, she said something to me that set me off, because it was one of these things, well, I really don't want to do this. And I go, well, then you don't want me there. You know, I said, you know, because if you're squeamish about the very thing that I'm telling you, what I'm telling you is you are part of the problem with the school. If what I just said to you, and I don't remember what it was, to be honest with you, but it made her squeam. I was like, no, then you don't need me. You want to see the school go that way because I'm going to give your school the truth. But here's what was funny about it. So I told her, I said, and you guys have heard me wage this discussion to begin with, but I said, this idea, and I know this isn't about mankind versus womankind. I just think, or people kind. I think that's ridiculous. I think if a woman goes, why do they have to call it mankind? Well, I don't know. Why do they have to call it womanhood? Why do they have to call it manhood? You know, I'm not caught up in a word. And it isn't because it's man. You know, like it's you think of it as like as a guy, if you change it, I'll be upset. I look at mankind as the origins of the earth. I don't want to say womankind because it adds another syllable. It's a way to shorten it. You'd be like, you know what I'm saying? Know what I'm saying? What's the difference? It includes women. You know it. It's implied. Oh, it's what? It's demeaning? What is it? Look, I don't know what all the words are that are out there, but I'll tell you this. I'm not concerned where a woman, you know, something that involves, like motherhood. I know there's fatherhood, but I'm saying I don't hear motherhood go, well, let's just call it peoplehood. You know, some words have multiple meanings, like several. Several doesn't imply several men. It implies several of whatever. God, they get so caught up. But anyway, so we were having a discussion, and I said, here's kind of what I would say to the kids. I would say something along the lines of, so they tell you guys that there's a concept floating around out there called white privilege. And I said, so I want you to understand that concept from a different point of view. Because what I wanted her to understand is that I'm not going to go there and tell the kids, be conservative or be liberal. I don't care. Be whatever you choose to be. There are people, I have a friend, she says, I hate fighting. I couldn't fight. I go, what about for your husband? You know, if like he was being attacked, she goes, he better be able to protect himself. I just couldn't get into the fight. And I go, wow. You know, I couldn't be with a woman who wouldn't be fighting with me, you know what I mean? Yeah, and I was tempted to say, what if it was involving the kids, you know, protecting the kids, which you fight then, because I suspect she would say yes, but I didn't push her. But anyway, what I was saying is I would pose these questions in a way to make the kids have to understand it from multiple perspectives, and not two perspectives. The sphere. That's why I call my organization the Black Sphere. So I pose it this way. I said, so if there is such a thing as white privilege, I'd like you to explain it to me. So I'd say for a white kid, explain white privilege to me. And they explain it. I'd say, okay, so in order for you to explain that there is such a thing as white privilege, what you're saying to me is that there are classes and that you are the better person by virtue of me looking at your skin and it's lighter than mine. You're better than I am. And you want me to accept that concept and say, Kevin, you're lesser than I am. As a strong black man, I refuse to accept that. Now, anybody who does accept that has a problem. And let's look at it from their perspective. They're saying, by virtue of your skin, you are better than I am. That's the only thing they can be saying. If you're selling that concept and they buy that concept, that's the only thing they can say. So let me ask you this. Oprah Winfrey. Oprah Winfrey has to accept, by virtue of her skin, that you, as a fifth grader, is better than she. Do you accept that? As it stands today? No. Now, you wouldn't accept it not only because Oprah Winfrey is a very accomplished black lady, but you also wouldn't accept it in the confines of a Oprah Winfrey as a talk show host. You are not a talk show host. She is better than you at being a talk show host and probably a lot of other things. So what we're looking at conceptually is what does this skin thing supposedly do for me, negatively or positively? So if you say, well, by virtue of my skin color, I'm more likely to be born into a wealthy family. Okay, I can go with that. But does that make you better? Because if you're saying that it makes you better, what you're saying is that you value yourself based on wealth. Now, I was told a man does not measure himself based on wealth. If that was the case, then anybody who's got more money than you at that time is better than you. Does that make sense? No, because let me tell you, no matter how much money you have, you're not going to beat Usain Bolt on the track. You're not going to beat Michael Jordan on the court. You're not going to be a better actor than Denzel Washington unless you go at it. You know, you get what I'm saying? I was trying to educate him, and she goes, we got to get you there. I hope that helps you a little bit with the concept of white privilege as well. Short break, folks. Back in a bit.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I saw this story. It came out the other day. I was going to talk about it the other day, but we were busy with other stuff. And they were saying that Trump shouldn't interview with special counsel Robert Mueller. And I said, that is absolute nonsense. Are you kidding me? Trump should interview with Mueller on pay-per-freaking-view. There are some of you out there going, yeah, man, I'd pay to see that. I guarantee you I would watch it. It would be one of the top watched shows. I'm telling you, Trump is a media machine, and that would be unbelievable. Because here's the deal. Innocent people don't need to be worried about, oh, he'll get caught in a trap. I think that is the most ridiculous, again, an underestimation of one of the most brilliant guys that we've watched ascend the old, probably the most. I mean, I wouldn't replace George Washington with Trump. I think Washington, you know, it took some real guts to cross that Delaware in the freezing cold, people's feet bleeding, frostbite, you know, and fighting that war. But I think that was took some stuff. I love that commercial, by the way, where George Washington is crossing the road and he's like, "We're doing the best we can." That's a great commercial. He's a Geico commercial. I can't stand Geico, but I love that commercial. He's crossing the Delaware, going as fast as he can. Look, Trump is innocent. What Trump is going to, Trump would be so Trumpian, not to go all Trumpistic on you, Trumplomatic, Trumptastic here, but he would be so Trumpian, it would blow Mueller's mind. Mueller, you know, President Trump, we'd like to ask you about so-and-so. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I did. Look, they've been looking into this thing. I don't even understand why you're still here. It would be quintessential Trump that everybody thinks is going to go bad, and it would be just so amazing. Are you kidding? Donald Trump, it would be worldwide. It would be you know how much that fight they got from Mayweather and, what's his face? That white boy. Come on. McGregor, yeah. Let me tell you. Donald Trump on pay-per-view would surpass that worldwide. Dana White should be trying to get that fight. Because it would be a fight. It's a fight of sorts. Because everybody's like, oh, Mueller, he's amazing. Former Marine. Let me tell you. He sets lots of traps. How can you set a trap for somebody that's innocent? Did you break the lamp? No. Break the lamp, did you? No. Lamp break, did you not? No, I did not break the lamp. You know? I mean, how are you going to trap me? You think Trump is too... Let me see. Hold on a minute. That's a little confusing, Robert. Let me say, yeah, I did not break the lamp. See? Guilty. How underestimating of Trump can you be? If you're a true conservative and you're concerned about an innocent man with all the information you have, on what has happened with Donald Trump and the FBI and Hillary Clinton and Podesta and Uranium One and Barack Obama and FISA courts and all the other crap that we've been talking about, and you're going, he shouldn't be interviewing with the promoter, I don't know. I might kick you out of class. Better bring me an apple tomorrow. Jeez. I know none of you are. You are soon-to-be graduates of the Black Sphere University, Chancellor Kevin Jackson, as well as the professor. So I know you're not thinking that, but according to The Hill, here's what they say. President Trump's lawyers are urging him not to sit down for an interview with special counsel Robert Mueller. This is according to the New York Times. Trump's attorneys have advised him against the interview over concerns that he could be charged with lying to investigators in the probe into Russian election meddling. Now, this is the New York Times. Think about what I just read to you. He could be charged with lying, so he shouldn't sit down with Robert Mueller. Does this not reek of somebody saying he's lying? Unless he sits down with Robert Mueller? Trump has no obligation to sit down with Mueller unless Mueller requests it. He has no obligation. This is just, look, I see these hit jobs, but here's what I would do. This is one where, just be careful what you wish for. You're trying to bait Trump into having to sit down with Mueller. I'd say, we're going to have a sit down, and we're going to videotape the entire thing. And I want the American people to see the process. Remember what happened with DACA? And they were like, we like to have a meeting with the president. He goes, great, let's have everybody over and we'll film it. We'll have it come out. What happened to the Democrats? Anybody, somebody let a brother know. What happened? I'm going to wait. Let choir, will you sing them a song while I wait? I'm just telling you, they got toasted. DACA is going to go President Trump's way. He proves I even give them more, and they don't want to do it. They don't want this deal. So you know what? We're going to get them a deal. I'm going to figure out a way around this. I'm going to get a deal, and if they don't want to vote for it, we'll do the same thing as we did with the tax plan. Because you know who the Mexicans who get their independence, if you will, are going to thank? They're going to thank Donald Trump. He's going to steal yet another thing from those suckers. They said Trump publicly said last month he would be willing to sit down with Mueller, but hedged it by saying it would be up to his lawyers to determine whether or not he would take part in an interview. Now, that's a smart move. Donald Trump can say, why would I go? My attorney's advised against it. I'm not going to do it. But here's what he goes on to say. I'm looking forward to it, actually. See, he's been privately telling people he wants to do the interview, believing it would clear his name. He doesn't need to clear his name. See, this is the Washington Times. He needs to clear his name. It's been sullied. He said, if Trump declined to sit for an interview, Mueller could try to subpoena him for one, a move that would create a complicated legal battle. Oh, yeah, it would. I dare. Here's me. Here's Kevin. I dare Robert Mueller to subpoena the president. With everything we know now, I dare you. He said Trump's personal lawyer, John Dowd, has been taking the lead on a possible Trump interview with Mueller and is urging against it. However, White House lawyer Ty Cobb has broken with the rest of the legal team and is siding with Trump in favor of an interview with Mueller. See, I like this Ty Cobb. He ain't the ball player, but he's playing like the Ty Cobb in terms of legal. They say a Cobb has pushed for the White House to be fully cooperative with the special counsel and said in the past that he expected the investigation to be completed by the end of 2017. Because you know what? If the Democrats had been smart, if they had two brain cells to rub together, those two little empty-headed minions, they would have cut this investigation in 2000. They would have cut this investigation in 2016. They said Mueller reportedly wants to question President Trump about the firing of former FBI Director James Comey and Trump's interaction with former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty in charges in the Mueller probe last year. What they didn't tell you is Flynn has now retracted his guilty plea and is saying, I'm suing. And I said this, I said Michael Flynn ought to sue everybody in the food chain. He should sue the FBI, the NSA, the FISA courts, individually calling out Comey, McCabe, Peter Strzok, Lisa Page, and on down the line, go to Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, make every one of these chumps have to stand before the man. Eric Holder, Susan Rice, all of them, Loretta Lynch, the litany of them, Valerie Jarrett, crook after crook after crook. He should sue them all. And then he should sue for defamation of character and get treble damages. And I hope he wins $100 million that must be paid for out of the campaign coffers of all of the Democrats, particularly Adam Schiff. That's what I'd like to see. Question Trump about his firing of James Comey. If there was any reason to, you want to talk about having a reason to fire somebody, James Comey is a perfect example of having a reason to fire somebody. This is a guy who is in the hot seat. He lied before Congress about this dossier. He lied about the procedures that the FBI followed to not indict Hillary Clinton. And we know for a fact she should have been indicted. And not just because of the innocence of, well, she had stuff on her server, but she didn't know. There's more to it. And I told you guys, the bigger part of this investigation is the connection between Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation to her State Department, and the FBI wholly ignored it. That is still, it remains one of the biggest untouched scandals that we've had so far. These people are crazy. Let Donald Trump get before Mueller and start asking those kind of questions in a 60-minute format where he's like disregarding, you know, no, hold on a minute. I don't understand how this doesn't relate back to Hillary Clinton and Uranium One and the Podestas and all these other things. How is it that you can still be looking into something where you know for a fact that they, you know, ginned up a dossier on me that's made up of nonsense, and you haven't spun this investigation on the real people? Are you kidding, man? I pay my $39.95 for that. I bet many of you would, too. I bet this would be viewed worldwide. It would be the biggest pay-per-view event in the century. Short break. We'll be back. Kevin Jackson, you listen to me.
Kevin Jackson on the Black Sphere Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
End to identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The end of the world.
I just love hearing Gorka say that. The end of the world. Oh my goodness. Such a beautiful bass tone to it, you know. The end of the world. I can't even do it. It's a bad day for me to do it anyway because I've been sick. Told you guys I've been sick. Brother been sick and you didn't even know it. Did anybody send me flowers? Did you send me chocolates? No. You sent me nothing. And you could hear it. I know you could hear it in my voice. You could hear it, right? I mean, you guys have seen me hacking off air. So you know I've been sick. Look, I've been sick, America. But you didn't even know it because the show must go on. Oh, my goodness. The end of the world. That's what the left says. But here's a, I want to play this clip. This is Adam Schiff talking about how the Russians were influenced. Well, you know what? Before we do that, let's do this. Let's talk about, let's play the Napolitano thing with the Steele relationship and how it's involved with the FBI. And then I want to get into the Schiff thing because I just find this really interesting where Adam Schiff, he says things that are so bad and he doesn't even realize it. But let's play the other one first.
Just to sort of go back, because this is, we've got a web of this up on the wall, which we're going to show everybody in a moment.
Right.
But to go back to what Ed was reporting there, it's outlined that a foreign source gave the information to in this dossier, second dossier, to an unnamed associate of Hillary and Bill Clinton. And this is all during the campaign.
Right.
Who then gives it to someone in the Obama State Department.
Right.
So give this to the, you know, just leak this information over to them, who then gave the information to Steele. So it keeps going around and around and around, and you're looking for the foundation of where the meat is underneath.
At the same time this was happening, the FBI was conducting a fraudulent and deceptive investigation of Mrs. Clinton's improper handling of emails, arguably espionage, the failure to safeguard state secrets. So the Clintons were using enormous arms of the government, State Department, Justice Department, FBI, to assure that she not be prosecuted and to attempt to assure that Donald Trump not become president. But Steele, Chris Steele, the now former MI6, that's the British version of the CIA agent, presents a very interesting problem here. This is the issue. This is the wording in the memo that came out last week, the Republican memo, that the FBI and the DOJ fought aggressively against. And it's the following reference to Chris Steele as, quote, a longtime FBI asset. To most people, you'd say, all right, the FBI has all kinds of assets. Well, he's a former British intelligence agent. We have an agreement with the British government, Canadian, New Zealand, Australian. We will exchange information. We will not cherry pick each other's agents. He apparently was cherry picked by the FBI. If this happened while he was an MI6 agent, he could be prosecuted for espionage by the British government for being a British spy at the same time he was an American spy.
So that phrase in the memo that he was a longtime FBI asset, we know he was doing work for them. They were interested in his work. There's still, I think, some discrepancy over whether or not they were paying him, but they also say that they released him at some point.
Yes.
So they had some kind of relationship, whether it was monetary or not.
I think they had a monetary relationship, and at some point they decided either it wasn't credible or we can't trust you because you have become a leaker. And leaking classified material is a line that cannot be crossed, Mr. Steele, so you're no longer with us. Now, he left MI6 in 2009. This is very serious stuff. If before he left MI6, he was an FBI asset, the Justice Department and the FBI, which is not run today by the same people that were running it then. We're talking about Eric Holder and Jim Comey, has an enormous problem on its hand. That would explain
2009 is a long time ago.
Correct.
We're talking about the 2016 campaign. But
correct.
Can you prove that there was an overlap in his MI6 time and in his FBI asset time?
We don't know.
But they were upset about that line in the
memo. Yes, and I know that Congressman Nunes intentionally used the ambiguous phrase long time. Does it go back to 2009 or before, or did it happen afterwards? I also know that,
need to know
that explains the ferocity with which the FBI tried to prevent this from coming out.
Well, that was an interesting take. I got to admit, Napolitano, when he comes on, he's imparting knowledge on you that you may not know. That's a good thing. Glad you guys are back, still hanging in there with me. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. I want to get now to this clip of what Schiff said and all of this Russian collusion and interference stuff. And I want to present to you the theory, as Adam Schiff sees it, with how all this is coming to be and why it's coming to be. And then when I pick it apart, you'll understand why I played it. Here we go.
But we can see, for example, on Facebook, so graphically what I was mentioning earlier, the multiple aims of the Russians and their interference in our elections. Because, yes, on Facebook you had the content that was clearly anti-Hillary and you had the content that was very pro-Trump. But even the bigger quantity of content that was being pushed through social media was just content designed to pit us against each other, to exploit our divisions. So, of course, they, as you have seen, they parroted Black Lives Matter to try to broaden the racial divide in this country. Fascinatingly, they also trumpeted the Second Amendment. Apparently, the Russians are very big fans of our Second Amendment. They don't particularly want a Second Amendment of their own, but they're really glad that we have one. The Russians would be thrilled if we were doing nothing but killing each other every day, and sadly, we are.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. I almost covered that clip as its separate entity, but I just decided, you know what, we'll just weave it in with all the Russian conspiracy stuff. So the biggest conspiracy in what Adam Schiff, probably the most anti-American, worst politician I've known in history. I didn't think I could not like somebody more than Schumer or Pelosi or Harry Reid. And then along comes Adam Schiff. And as they say, he's a piece of Schiff. He says, get this, that Facebook was anti-Hillary and pro-Trump. Do I really need to say anything more? Facebook, who bans conservatives for things that you go, what was I banned for? I will tell you, I have posted things that are, I said, now this was Twitter, but I'll just give you an example. I asked Hillary Clinton and Ashley Judd if they had a term for Uncle Tom on the left because of they both sort of ignored Harvey Weinstein. And I was banned on Twitter for a week. On Facebook, I've been banned for so much less than that. Asking a question of somebody, not intimidating, not harassing. Maybe it's a bit sarcastic, but hey, guess what? That's just the nature of the beast right there, baby. But I've been banned. I've been banned on Facebook no less than 3 times, I can remember easily, for 30 days for nothing. Sometimes it's things that other people have put on the page for nothing. It's crazy. And he wants you to believe that Facebook was anti-Hillary, pro-Trump. They got Zuckerberg to do a whole exhaustive analysis. And, of course, I don't know what they even came back with, because there's no way Zuckerberg was going to come back and go, yeah, you're right, we were totally pro-Trump. They were completely anti-Trump. I'm talking about banning pages, completely getting rid of pages, not letting you be seen in people's feeds. It's ridiculous. So that's just a lie. But here's what I really like. He says they pitted us against each other to exploit our division. Where was this guy through the 8 years of Barack Obama? I'm always curious when they go, you know, these people are not, they're divisions. They want to divide us. They want to, you know, put rich against poor. What are you talking about? That is exactly what the left does all day long and twice on Sundays. And then I don't even know where this came from, because he says they parroted BLM. Okay, so let's say they did. The Russians were parroting BLM. Why do you care? This is a leftist who fully supports Black Lives Matter, and he's saying that was meant to influence the election. What? It was going to get us so worked up, conservatives were going to get so worked up over BLM, and the Russians parroting it was the reason? Let me tell you something, Adam Schiff. We were already pissed at BLM before any Russian ever decided to do anything about them. I've been calling these guys terrorists and clowns since it started. I've said the movement is a lie. It is built on nothing more than leftist dissension and derisiveness, and that's what they want. And he wants to blame the Russians for this. As if the look, maybe the Russians do want to see us apart, but no more so than Barack Obama, no more so than the Congressional Black Caucus, no more so than the enabling white, I call them bourgeois cocktail sippers. And then he jumps into the Second Amendment. They trumpeted the Second Amendment. Yeah, they're really fans of our Second Amendment, but they don't have theirs. He's even wanting to make guns about the Russians. Is that a level of desperation you've ever seen?
He won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.